Peace and love, salutations to the planet. What's going on, world? It's Trey Matthews checking in for another episode of the Trey Matthews podcast. I appreciate the first timers, the last timers, and in betweeners for coming back week after week, showing much love. And this week, I have a very special, phenomenal guest. This is my brother.
Yo.
This is my homie.
Hey, what up?
Coogi. Coogi's in the building, yeah. AKA Don Coogi, AKA. Mr. PVO,
PVD.
PVD. I don't know why I said PVO.
It's all good.
Maybe it's the Corona. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's the shades.
You put those Oakleys on and started winding out. Started acting different.
Oh my God. But my man Coogi is in the building. How are you, family?
I'm good, bro. Was off today. So just kind of was, I was productive. Did some work for MARTA. Shout out to my homie Nick for always looking on random MARTA work.
Yeah,
now I'm here. First time at your spot fire, by the way.
Appreciate you, man.
No, man. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I want to appreciate you for coming on my platform.
Of course.
I know I came on yours the first time, mm-hmm. and that was a great episode.
For sure.
This one's going to be another harmonious installment. You said what?
You probably send me that video so I can put it out.
Actually, before you leave the crib today, I'm going to make sure I do
Say
my
that.
Diligence and send you that video.
Say that.
Because I've been procrastinating for a while, I got you. But I guess with that being said, we can go ahead and start this podcast. I don't know where to start. I really don't even have a docket for this week. I really just wanted to chop it up.
Fuck it.
Kick it with my boy. So
we'll get it.
Originally, before we started the podcast, I want to talk about a little bit of WWE.
Yeah.
And the reason being is because I was a super huge fan, like growing up as a child. And then like when I became a teenager, kind of lost track, school, life kind of happened. So it kind of just fell off naturally.
That's usually what happens.
But I know you're an avid fan of wrestling because I see you tweet about it all the time.
Yeah,
for one.
Man.
I see you post on the gram all the time about different shit going on. WrestleMania just happened, right?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. It's been 2 weeks.
How was that?
Really fire, honestly. They ever since they made it 2 days, it's such an easier watch, I feel like, because like they don't cram like 100 matches into one day.
So it's 2 days now.
It's fucking 2 days. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. Yo, honestly, WrestleMania, the week of WrestleMania is just so much going on because there's still Monday Night Raw. There's still Friday Night SmackDown. There's still NXT. If you watch AEW, that's Wednesday as well. So it's like four wrestling shows already. Then you get Friday. You get SmackDown on Friday. You get the Hall of Fame on Friday. You had NXT Saturday morning, their pay-per-view, their WrestleMania extravaganza. Then you get WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday. Then you get Monday Night Raw right after.
So do you genuinely think, like, okay, they made it two separate days, WrestleMania, because, like, it's just so much, content in one day? Or do you think it's for money?
I think it's a combination of both. Okay. I think they definitely, I mean, think about it. They sold out SoFi Stadium twice, Saturday and Sunday.
That's egregious.
What is it, like 86,000 people both nights, I think? Something
Sheesh.
Like that. So definitely money plays, but I think I also just think it creates for like a smoother show. If you watch any other WrestleMania besides the, like the 2 day ones, WrestleMania is long. It's like from 7 to 12, but again, it's like jam packed nonstop matches. Which Friday and Saturday they just felt paced correctly. Like I watched my homie Tiffany, one of my roommates, we watched it like together, and like she didn't feel like 4 hours like.
Went by
because it was paced well. Where like if you watch an older WrestleMania, it's just too much at once.
Well, I mean, that's interesting you say that. I heard a lot of mixed feelings on social media about how WrestleMania was this year and the follow up of Monday Night Raw. A lot of people's sentiments.
The Monday Night Raw after was trash.
Yeah,
it was very trash. A lot of people were under the belief that like Vince McMahon, who's like the OG, the owner of it,
right?
Wrote that show because for the past year and a half it's been Triple H running the show. Do you remember?
Really? Absolutely.
So he's married to Stephanie McMahon, which is Vince's daughter.
Really?
And, yeah, in real life. And he's the like COO of like WWE. So he pretty much does what Vince does. But as of that Monday, as the Monday after Mania, you know, WWE got bought by the people UFC. That own UFC. I forget the name of the company, like the parent company. But you know, there was the merger. So I feel like Vince wrote that show just to kind of see what it looks like because I know he's very involved. So that's why a lot of people didn't really like it. It was very different. But the last two shows, the Friday Night SmackDown and Raw that happened yesterday, were back on track. So we'll see what's going on.
Got you.
The merger's a big deal, though, I think.
Damn. That's a lot.
Wrestling's a lot. Like, the way we keep up with music is also how I keep up with wrestling.
Got you.
Yeah.
And I feel like they've integrated more, like, not just hip hop, but like pop culture
Oh,
into
definitely.
wrestling. Because I seen Snoop Dogg was at WrestleMania.
He's a WWE Hall of
I
Famer.
seen Uzi come out at one
Yeah.
point to perform Just Wanna Rock. Like,
Yeah.
this is like a full
Now it's for
like
the niggas. WWE's for the niggas again, for sure. Like, I don't think it hasn't been like that for a while, but it's like wrestling right now is like for the niggas. Like
Wasn't Wale on there at one point too?
he did a freestyle battle with ironically the Usos who brought out Uzi as well. So, like they're Samoan, so like they're basically niggas. Like, yo, like there's an ongoing conversation if Samoans can say nigga. Have you seen a Samoan in real life? Have you seen a Samoan in real life?
No, I
They can
haven't.
say nigga. I don't
They can
care. Bro, have you seen a Samoan in real life?
nigga.
They
Oh
all
my
look like The
God.
Rock, bro. They're all that big. You gonna tell them you can't say
You think The
nigga?
Rock says nigga in his leisure?
I don't think The Rock says nigga. I don't think Dwayne says nigga.
Not the
But if like Roman or like any of the Usos did, I'd be like, yeah, makes sense.
Oh my goodness, yo.
You know,
This is funnier than it should be.
they brought out Wale, like they brought out Uzi, like that's some nigga tree. That's some high level nigga tree, bro.
I mean, I can't say they can say nigga, but
I'm just
they're
not
part of the culture.
I'm just not telling them they can't say nigga. That's been a conversation on the internet. Like
Listen.
you telling Umaga, rest in peace, Umaga. You telling Umaga he can't say nigga if you said
Yo,
nigga? Like, come
speaking of the
on.
internet, bro, you make a lot of people upset on my timeline. I'm just being
I don't
honest.
know why.
I think you said something about Pusha T. You sent a tremendous amount of tweets about Push. Shout out to
Oh,
Push, but
nah, because niggas was trying to tell me that. Well, there was a conversation. Do you know Jinxes from Complex? He
Oh
used to be on
yeah. Hell
Complex now.
yeah.
He's on
Jinx is
rap.
dope.
He's the guy. I guess the top 50 rappers list. I haven't even seen the list, so I don't know if the list is actually out, but they were debating Jim Jones specifically and some nigga in a white sweatshirt who I do not know who that is, but we're
Was it a
debating.
white guy?
Now it's a black dude.
Black dude?
Nah, the other guy was Bootleg Kev. It's Bootleg
Okay,
Kev,
got you.
Jim Jones, Jinx, and I think Carl Cherry was. I think he does shit. I know he's part of the Hulu Rap Radar. He did the documentary with Tyler in it. Yeah, they're trying to say Push is like not top 50, and I don't understand how. Like, I don't like on what
Oh, they didn't
basis.
have him on the top 50 at
Jim
all.
Jones was saying he's not top 50, and so was
But
that.
why?
I don't know.
But were they basing that list off of lyricism, off of impact, influence?
Probably everything, but I think he like what Isaiah Thomas says. I think he, I think
You met the criteria.
he meets all the criteria. Like, is Pusha T not a dope rapper? Does he not have
He's a dope rapper,
impact?
but how? But be real with me. How much impact does he have? And I'm just asking. I'm not trying to like try
No,
him. I'm asking.
no, 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 no. I mean, I don't think he's like a Drake or like a Kendrick when it comes to like impact or like or even a 50 or a Hov. And I don't put him in that conversation. But I think for how dope of a rapper he is, for how much longevity he has, like grinding's what? That's 02, that's 03.
Right.
Like
That was an era.
there's a whole side of Pusha T that people just kind of forget about, which is the clips. And it's like I can't disregard that. Like their first two out, like to me, grinding's like a
Right.
real moment in hip hop that like Lunch Tables haven't been the same. We can talk about that. We can talk about that first album. Hell Hath No Fury is like one of the last albums to get like a five bites from the source or whatever the case may be, which is like a phenomenal piece of work.
And I feel like even now he's rebranded himself to be an artist in this generation, present day. Like, My Name Is My Name, Daytona, what else is on here?
This
It's
one's
Almost Dry.
dry.
Like, those are incredible albums, if you ask me. And I'm not the biggest Push fan, but I can sit here and say like he rapped his ass off.
And there's more, like because then the homies are debating, like, okay, like I forget who. So I think I was talking to Christy, my best friend Christy. We were talking about like, okay, does he got hits? I'm like, he's a part of hits. Like,
Right.
grinding's his hit. Like, he was on Mercy. Like, I don't
Right.
really remember. There's not too many songs
And
bigger than
his
Mercy.
verse was probably the best verse
Yeah,
on
like
there.
he's on he like that whole Good Music run is ridiculous. Like the whole Drake, like you can we can debate the whole Drake and Pusha T thing, but it's like not too many niggas even get a response from Drake. A lot of niggas diss Drake. They don't get responses, more than one
Right.
response at that either. Like Joe Budden dissed Drake like 700 times and got a diss track back, maybe.
Or a bar,
You know what I'm saying? Like a
if
bar
that, you
or
know what I'm
two.
saying?
Like
Like,
Drake spent a
yeah.
lot of his career going back at Push. I think that just shows how great of an MC he is.
Do you think Push won that beef?
I
I don't
mean,
mean to like reach back in time, but
no, I don't think Drake's lost the beef, if that makes sense. I don't think, like I think Meek gave Drake like a black eye. I think Push also gave him a black eye. But I think, like, I just think it's hard to say Drake lost that beef when he's still as big as ever. But I do think Push is the closest person to beating him.
Listen, if Meek gave Drake a black eye, Drake gave him a concussion. Like,
Oh
let's be
no.
real.
Meek gave him like a black just because of the Ghostwriter shit. I think that will forever put that one moment put a question
A
mark.
blemish, a
Exactly.
blemish
A blemish.
on his resume, for sure.
But I think Pusha did a lot more. I think Pusha actually bothered Drake.
Yeah,
Like, I
well,
don't think.
I mean, he bothered the world. I mean,
You
he
know what I'm
put a
saying?
posted a picture of him in blackface. Like, Drake had to come out and give a whole explanation on why he was in blackface.
And Drake doesn't do that. He doesn't talk to us. Like,
Right,
he
right.
doesn't speak to us.
He has to get real.
You know what I'm
Because at
saying?
that point, it was above the beef. It was like, hey, like, let's address
Like, I
this.
like niggas, relax. But
Right.
more than that, I just feel like, again, like, yo, he fucked up his campaign, the Adidas campaign, the Adonis joint. He pretty much made him add tracks to Scorpion. Like, at least
Oh
six.
yeah,
You know what I
it
mean?
was
So,
obvious too.
you know, exactly. And it's like, I think he just ruffled his feathers more than any other artist has ever done. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Drake that like scrambled, I guess. So
Right.
I don't think Push wins the beef because, again, like, I don't, it's hard to say. Do I think Story of Adonis is great, but I also think W Freestyle is really great. So I think it was a very interesting beef because Drake also did a bunch of really cool things during that beef. Like, again, W Freestyle, that's an amazing record.
Right.
The Invoice, that's an amazing moment. Like, he pretty much still dissed Kanye more. And that's the other thing too. Like, it's a hard beef because I don't think Drake really wants to go at Push the same way he wants to go as Kanye. Like, he
Kanye,
doesn't
because
like Kanye.
right, because his beef is not with Push, it's with Ye, and it still kind of is like ongoing. You can
Yeah.
argue,
It's an
like,
inherited beef, you know. It really starts with Push and Wayne. So, like, Drake
yeah,
inherited the beef. So it's like, I don't even think, and Drake's also a fan of Push. So I think it's a conflicting thing.
and it's interesting too because I feel like Push still gives his sentiments every other track, referencing the Drake beef,
Yeah.
whether it's like sneak
Would you
disses or like
not?
subliminals. I mean, once the beef is over, it's over. It's kind of like you're beating a dead horse. Like, we got it. Like, that was 5 years ago.
Facts.
Or, I mean, it seems like 5 years ago, right?
Now it's been a while.
It's been a while. So it's just like, what's next?
For sure. And I think he, you know, I guess what like the Aubrey Angels would argue is like he hasn't been as relevant since. And it's like that's just not true. Because like it's almost dry as like his highest selling album. It
Right.
was number one Billboard, I believe. Like is he ever gonna be the guy in hip hop? No. But I think like when he drops it matters. I think he still sells out
Right.
tours. He's been here 20 years,
And
so
Pusha T doesn't do it for us. He does it for his demo. His
yeah.
demo has been his demo since the early 2000s. So it's like he has a specific audience that he's catering to when he drops projects. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
and
So.
I just think it's crazy to think he's not top 50. Like, top 25, sure. Like, if y'all want to debate that, like, I might put him
He's
in
definitely
there.
top 50.
There's just not 49 rappers better than him. We're not doing this. Like, there's not 49 rappers that rap better than him, who have more longevity than him, who have better projects than him. Like, every time he drops, in my opinion, it's our album of the year contender.
Yeah.
Every time. Every time he's drops his Gong Solo, whenever he drops around other niggas, and that's everyone involved, not just like his peers. Like, the years he dropped the same years as like Hove and Kanye's and the Drakes, and I'm just like, this is still like a premiere album.
Right.
Like, I think he could have won both Best Rapper of the Year at the Grammys both times he was nominated.
And that was interesting too because he left Good Music, right? Because
I don't know what the fuck's going on over there.
it's a lot to say the least.
So it looks like he's not a part of Good Music, but like I don't really know. I don't know. I don't because I mean Kanye produced his last album.
Right. And so I'm sure that's like a weird space that they're both in right
Yeah.
now. Like,
We'll see.
it's
We'll see
kind
what
of
the next
ill.
project looks like.
Yeah. But kind of segueing off of that, speaking about top 50 lists, you know
Oh shit, that
what
was really good. That was good.
since you are Mr. PVD,
Yeah, not really. No, I'm just a nigga from PVD. There's other them niggas in PVD. Let me get my list up. Let me get my list up.
You did drop a list
I did.
of your top 50, right?
Yeah.
And no specific order,
No,
right?
no order.
Just your 50.
Just and it was really more like 50 artists I think you should know from my city.
Got
More
you.
than that, I don't think it's like the like I made the mistake of putting top 50. I think it should have just because it's like top 50 artists to know. I think I should just put artists to know from Rhode Island
Got you.
upon review. But nah, yeah, I made a list. I saw so for those who don't know, like I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. We have a really cool music scene. I saw a list that this rapper Slitty Wrist made. He's a rapper from my city as well, and I just didn't like it. I was like, this is trash. Like. And I saw some I saw I've seen other lists as well, like from other people from my city,
Yeah.
and I'm always just like I don't agree with this. And then finally, I just made one. I finally just got to the point where I was like, I just want to make my own. At first it started as rappers, but my homie Cam made a really good point. He said, "We're not a rapper city, We have more than that. Like, Rhode Island's a,
You have artists,
yeah, we have artists. You
musicians.
know, it's a very diverse place. It's a melting pot of cultures. It's a melting pot of just different people. So it's like our artists are very different. Like, so the fact that we can even name 50 to me was a win. And did I miss a lot of people? I definitely did. You know, looking back, I saw some people get tagged. I'm like, oh shit, I should have put in more. Damn, like, I'm
But
not
the
even
truth
him.
is, I mean, you can't make everybody happy. So even if you did include those individuals,
Then at least other
there's
people.
other people that's going to be
Yeah.
pissed off or infuriated
Yeah.
about that. So stand on your 50. Like,
Nah, I definitely, I mean, I stand on my 50. I'm not. There's, I mean, the people who didn't make the list, they didn't make it because I don't like them, or I don't think they're right. They just did not come to mind when I was making them, or they just didn't make the final cut. I went through a bunch of changes.
yeah.
But the fact that we can, I don't think 5 years ago you can name 50 dope artists from my city. The fact that we have them, and a lot of niggas on that list are like real life winning. Like Jaleel's from my city, the nigga that's doing all those crazy backflips that have all the Rolling Louds. Brock Lesnar looking like he's from the city. We have one of the biggest pop artists from Rhode Island, a guy named Jake. Like Flawless was on the Netflix show. Like there's people from my city who are moving proper.
And when we did our show, I seen some incredible talent there too.
Yeah,
You know what I'm
Ty
saying?
Cooper came
Ty Cooper is
through.
dope.
Ray Tro, who I should have put on,
Rachel's
I should
dope.
have put on the list. I honestly like no, and we had a conversation too. I forgot he was from Rhode Island because when I met him, I thought he was from us. Because you have to be from Rhode Island to also make the said
I
list.
see
That
that.
plays a big role too.
But that's crazy because, like, if I would have just went to the Art Bar and seen them perform, I wouldn't think Rhode Island
Yeah.
because if you had to explain to the audience, like, I guess, like the lifestyle or how Rhode Island is, like, what's the best way you would explain it, I guess?
I mean, it's weird. It's hard to explain Rhode Island.
Well, you always say how small it
It's
is,
very small.
but
Yeah.
how, like, I guess, vibrant the city is too.
Yeah, it's a very creative city. I feel like we have so many different pockets. Like I think there's, again, since it's so diverse, there's so much to do, and there's so many different cliques. There's so many different people who are into different things. Like we have a great, oh, really dope art scene. We have a really great, like, the really great music scene. We have a really great punk scene. We have a really great, like, skate scene. Like we have a lot of just different pockets of things. It's like I can't explain Rhode Island in one thing. Like I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Nah, that's
But it's there's so much going on. There's
yeah.
so much of it going on, and I think our artists very much embrace that. Like I don't think of all those artists, there's not a Rhode Island sound. I don't think, because we're just influenced by so many other things. Like we're right next to Boston and New York, so
Right.
obviously we're influenced from that. But like
Jersey.
Jersey's also right there.
Philly.
We're not far from Philly. We're not far from VA. We're like VA's really like so many people from Rhode Island have stomping grounds in VA. Like that's also right there. A lot of us Rhode Islanders spent a lot of summers in Florida because that's not far-fetched either. You know what I mean? So it's like we're all, and then we all come from like different backgrounds.
Right. So you can say like it's a culmination of like I guess a melting pot.
It's a super. It's like that's the perfect way to explain it. It's a beautiful melting pot. So it's just, you know, it's hard to put. There's not a style in Rhode Island. There's not a sound in Rhode Island. There's not. I don't even. I can't. No one in Rhode Island really looks alike either. We're all really just different looking. It just. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful small place
That's
with
dope.
a lot of talent. And that's really what the point of the list was. It wasn't to put niggas down or to, or I don't know. It wasn't to put niggas down. It was more or
Right.
less just
It
be
wasn't any
like.
malice intent behind it.
Nah, I
Right.
mean, I know it was gonna spark a little bit of conversation. Sure, yeah,
Right.
I would hope it did. I'd hope that niggas like feel like, damn, I didn't make it. I'm not hard. Like I want you should feel like that. If you think you're a dope artist and you didn't make my list, you should feel like that.
Right.
And now I'm not gonna lie to you. I've already spoken to like 14 people, like artists I've never been hip to or have never seen in the city, who are doing incredible things, who are sending me their music, and I'm like, where? It's because it's not. I want to see everybody win. Even if I don't like your music, I want to see you win.
Yeah.
If you're from Rhode Island, I want to see you win.
Got you.
Yeah, I mean,
Got you.
it is what it is. Like it's watching anyone from where you're from win, even if they're not good, is always a win. Like no matter how you flip it.
I feel that.
In my opinion, but then again, like are you from Georgia, right?
Well, I was originally born in New York
Okay.
from the BX. You know what
Okay.
I'm saying? I moved here when I was about 9 or 10 years
That's
old.
a lot of like people down here story, like coming from a place up
Yeah.
north.
And so usually when people ask where am I from, I like to say here because I've been here more than half my life,
Because you're how
right?
old?
27.
Okay, yeah.
So I was born in New York, but I'm really from Georgia because I spent past 17 years here. So how am I going to claim somewhere that I was, there for 10 years versus like when I turned 40 and I'm still living in Georgia, am I going to continue to say, yeah, I'm from New York? Like,
No, I feel
nah, like
that.
I'm from here. You
No, I definitely feel that.
know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I rep both sides like to the fullest because New York is dope. You know
Yeah.
what I'm saying? Has a lot of exquisite things about New York. Same thing with here, bro. So
I love it here.
Yeah.
I love it here.
I feel like Atlanta gets a lot of hate because they've been on top so long. So when you talk about pop culture, when you talk about the music scene,
Facts.
fashion, just everything, like Atlanta
Facts.
is Black Mecca. It's Black
It's
Hollywood.
culture. I think if you're into anything, you should at least come to Atlanta once. Like, there's so much inspiration out here. There's so much black excellence out here.
Right.
There's so much, like, also an interesting melting pot, but like so much history out here. Like, I
Right.
love being out here.
And even outside of Atlanta, because if you want to be specific, I'm from Gwinnett. And
Okay.
so people say, it's a lot of people that say like it's really not Atlanta, it's the North Side. Like it's a lot of conversation about that. But I'm proud to say that I'm from Gwinnett.
I
Like
fuck with
Gwinnett,
Gwinnett.
I fuck with Gwinnett.
Like,
This is where I've been majority of my life,
I'm a
so
writer, wouldn't like it, but I fuck with Gwinnett.
yeah.
I've been working out here for like shit almost a year now. I fucks with Gwinnett. I've met a lot of solid people here. There's a lot to
Right.
do out here. I think
Absolutely.
Georgia as a whole is such a beautiful city, especially when you come from such a small place and just like seeing how things are operated out here and just how many like talented people, just the people we work with are incredibly talented.
Right.
There's a lot of talented human beings out here who just have their hands in so many different pots. That's one thing I like about here
Right.
a lot.
Everybody's doing something creative.
Whether or not it's creative to you, it's something creative in such a capacity. And there's just so much money to get out here, and it's such a unique
Right. And
experience.
it's small too. Like Atlanta is just as
It's
small.
wild small.
Maybe it's not as small as Rhode Island,
No,
but
definitely not.
you can run into your perfect example. Like I was walking the dogs, you pulled up, and it was like, "Hey,
Yeah.
where's building such and such?" I'm like, "Gucci, what the fuck?"
Yeah,
Like
man.
that's how small like the city can be. You know what I'm
Definitely.
saying?
I mean, I feel like since I've started going to events and like kind of going to shows and like fucking around in the underground scene as well, like I see a lot of the same people all the time.
Right.
And I think that's super dope because that's kind of how Rhode Island feels like when I go out. I know, like when I go back home to visit and I want to see like a bunch of people at one time, I know where to hit. And like Atlanta is already starting to feel like that for me. Like
Right.
I know I'm gonna see this nigga here. I know I'm gonna see this group of people there. I know I'm gonna see these rappers here. Blah 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 blah. So
That's dope.
it as big as this place is, and it's massive. Like it's massive. It does feel small.
I guess we can continue to stay in the music realm. I want to get your take because we haven't chopped it up in a minute, I feel like. How did you feel about Tyler's I don't know whether to call it like
The
a
deluxe?
deluxe. Is it classified as a deluxe or is it just tracks that he just gave us? Like, or is it the same thing? I
I
really don't
call it a
know.
deluxe because I
Yeah.
mean it like he didn't drop it as one solo project. It's a continuation of Call Me If You Get Lost. It feels like Call Me If You Get like every song
Right.
sounds like it could have been placed in Call Me If You Get Lost perfectly. How do I feel about it? I don't. I feel like you know this. I'm like a Tyler Creator stan.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I'm dying to get like your, I guess, sentiments on this.
I think it's time to put this nigga in all the conversations.
Yeah.
Like it's
He's
time.
definitely top 50.
Yeah,
Let's
100%.
not get
Fucking
crazy.
100%.
Yeah.
I also think. I think he might be like. It's Tyler Creator's blog era, right? So that's like Drake, Kendrick, Cole, Wale. Like
You
he's
can say
he.
that.
Because
Yeah.
he was on two he like even though like Two Dope Boys wasn't posting him, he was still on like the other blogs. He Goblin comes out 2011. So he's a blog era rapper.
Right.
I think Tyler the Creator, no matter how you flip it, no matter what it is, he's a top five blog era rapper, which are what I would say is the generation that we grew up on. I think you should put him in the same conversation as the Kendricks, as the Coles, as the Drakes, as the Wales, as the Big Sean's, as his peers. Like of his peers, I think he's overall, probably the most talented.
And what I love about Tyler is he's a very strategic artist.
Yeah,
Like he can
everything's.
be mystique, but at the same time he's very like meticulous in the
Yeah.
way he drops, the way he promotes his rollouts, things like that.
Everything's intentional.
Right. And I think people discredit him or count him out because he's quote unquote weird or he's odd or he's like he's different compared to the Kendricks, the
Yeah.
Coles, the Wales. Like he's very different. We've never experienced or had an artist like Tyler. And that's what I love about him so much because I don't know if you've like seen his visuals that he's been dropping
Nah,
lately. Like
incredible.
incredible, dog.
No, I'm a stan. Like I can honestly there's a few peep artists out that I can honestly say, like, nah, these niggas can't do wrong. You know? Tyler continues to push himself creatively, continues to give us new sounds, new flows, new type of production, introduce us to new artists. Like he does everything intentionally. I don't think he has a whack project. I think it continues to get better. Like I think Call Me If You Get Lost is his best project ever. But that doesn't take away from how great Igor was or how dope
Right.
Flower Boy was or how even incredible early shit like Bastard was. Like I think Tyler is
And you can see like the evolution of Tyler. You know what I'm saying? Like this new music and what he's really talking about, like he's elevating to a different level of life, bruh. And that's what I love to see artists happy. You know,
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, people say like they like when their artist was locked up or when they were, depressed and
Or
that
like
kind
on
of
drugs and
thing.
shit,
That's when they
yeah.
made their best music. I mean, that's all subjective, but at the same time, I love when people are happy in their own skin, comfortable, at peace, happy. That's really all that matters.
And so, like, when you look at a Tyler or like any of those artists that I feel like we've watched kind of grow up, like I think it's cooler for us to see Tyler grow up because he's not that much older than us.
Right.
I think you're 27, I'm 27. Tyler's like maybe 30 something, maybe 31,
Maybe
32.
early
He's
30s.
not that much older than us. So it's to kind of see like our artists grow up with time and just get more mature and just like more polished and just take their craft so serious. Like it's inspiring. It's inspiring because it's inspiring to see all rappers become like just get old and it become cool. Like I was
Right.
talking about this the other day with my older brother. Like it's not about Tyler, but like I was Jadakiss, he has a coffee shop in New York. And like Bun B has like a burger spot in
In
Texas. And
Texas,
they were like
yeah.
chopping it up. And I'm like, this is beautiful. Like it's beautiful seeing the rappers that I grew up on or like when I was a kid listening to like grow old and be cool and like still just do fly shit. And I
It's
think
like,
Tyler's like a perfect
yeah.
example like of that. We saw him go from a teenager to like a young adult to like now in his 30s and just like he's still fucking cool.
Right.
He's still into shit. He's still pushing himself creatively. Like it's just I don't know. I fuck with Tyler.
And that's how fan bases should be too, because like the older they grow, the older we get too. Like we
Yeah.
mature with them,
Yeah.
right? So yeah, that's pretty dope. Shout out to Tyler, man.
Album's special. I think there's records on there that I feel like I like more than joints on the actual album.
Yeah.
Like the Heaven joint's crazy.
The
Have
hip
you
oh
heard Heaven
bro,
by like John
yes.
Legend?
No, I haven't.
So that sample's crazy because it's a John Legend record that Kanye still produced. So just and it's like one of my favorite records of all time by John Legend.
You know, that's not the first John Legend record I've heard recently that's been like, what do you call it?
Sample.
Sampled. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the fact that I don't know if I feel old or what it is, but it's like we're in an era now where people are sampling John Legend, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, I
You know
mean,
what I'm saying? Because John Legend is not that old of an act.
he's not. I mean, he kind of is though. I mean, he's what? Like Ordinary People's what? 506?
Yeah, if we're talking about ordinary people, but in terms of like he still puts out like music actively. Like,
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like this is still like he may not be my forte or my bag at all. Like I'm not getting in the car coming on John Legend, I'm gonna
Yeah,
be honest.
nothing new
But
shit.
like he's
No.
still actively putting out music, doing shows, things like
It's
that.
beautiful, bro. Like, yo, music is such a cool place where even like older acts. I'm saying John Legend's old because he's like probably like in his
Right,
40s
but
or something.
he's definitely a staple in the game.
He's
Like,
definitely like an
yeah.
OG in R&B.
Right.
Like, but it's just cool to see like it's weird. It is weird though, to hear songs from when I was like a kid being sampled now. It's fucking weird. It
Yeah.
is fucking weird. Like
Like it's a reality check. Like, damn, am I getting old or is this just where music is headed now? And it's crazy because to add on to this, like I interviewed Evan J
the
earlier
homie.
and shout out to you. We were chopping it up about like the evolution of music and where it's going. And I feel like it's in a weird space. Like I think we're in this time now where some artists or half the artists they're putting out like fast food music that's here today,
Definitely.
gone tomorrow. Awesome, like, you know what I'm saying? But like you have the other artists that really care about their music and trying to push it forward. But I don't know, I just feel like we're in a weird space. Like we're talking about AI getting involved now, like
That shit's weird.
artificial intelligence. Like I heard Kanye's voice on it was some
The
Drake
Hit Boy.
record.
Oh, okay.
It was some, but it wasn't really Kanye. They sampled like his voice and put it on like a different song. It was very weird.
It
Like
was
I did
weird.
not like it. Did not like it at all. But we're just entering a weird era of music, to say the least.
The AI shit's interesting. I'm interested to see like what happens with it. Like, are people gonna start getting sued or like how what's the end result of it or like what they're trying to do? But I knew that we were getting the scary times when they introduced. Do you remember that rapper that was signed for like the AI rapper who signed for like a day and then like he got dropped?
Well, I didn't even follow up. I didn't know he got dropped,
Yeah, he
but
got
how is that
signed.
even possible?
I don't fucking know. But they had a bunch of shit that lined up. They had like characters involved in it. Like they're using to have like beef with other
Really?
AI rappers. Yeah, this was like going to be a huge rollout of like AI artists. So once I saw that, I was like, we're about to enter a really weird path of weird things happening. It's interesting to hear though. Like hearing I think I heard Kanye singing "Find Your Love" like an AI version, and it
Yeah,
sounded
like
exactly like him. Hit Boy put out a snippet today of like Kanye rapping on a Hit Boy beat, which sounded exactly like Kanye. So I just want to I want to see what that looks like.
I see lawsuits coming. That's
No,
what I
niggas
see.
about to get sued.
And it's kind of like the same thing. What I never understood about TikTok, how you can have, let's say, Bad Bunny's beat, right? And Jay-Z rapping. Like, how, like, is that not kind of some kind of civil lawsuit or some shit? Like, I always found that odd. But if it's not, y'all get y'all shit off with the TikToks. You know what I'm saying? But to go back to what I was saying, I just think for music, a lot of artists now are using music as a stepping stone and to venture out to other things, whether it's, food industry, whether it's fashion, whether it's like furniture. Like, we're seeing all of these artists, switch up and go into different avenues, which I think is pretty dope. But as a music artist, or not music artist, but as a music listener, it makes me think, like, are they really giving it their all when it comes to their music? Because it's taking a back seat now.
I see both sides. I think it's dope to see like artists venture into other shit. Like, I'm a huge Action Bronson fan, so kind of
Oh yeah.
seeing him
Hell yeah.
like have like four TV shows at once and drop sneakers with New Balance and be a wrestler on
Yeah.
this. Like, I love seeing that shit. I do remember that a point in time as a fan of him where I felt like the music was lacking a little bit. So I remember just being like, damn, like he's putting his all into so much other shit that like it's kind of affecting music just a slightly. So I see both sides. But I also understand how like, I'm friends with artists. I've seen a bunch of people blow up, blah, blah, blah. I can see how draining it is. So to be able to kind of like take your music money and just do other fly shit, like
Yeah.
you said, mentioned furniture. I think it's fucking crazy that like
Yeah.
artists are doing shit like that, like making their own furniture or seeing a West Side Gun have like a whole art exhibit or Cone, a wrestling company
And I
or
think
Jay-Z just do fucking everything and putting his money into everything. Like, I think they definitely use music as a stepping stone, and I think it's really cool to see it. I only think it's whack when you know that they don't love music, like when you can
right.
feel like they're very much like culture vultures or just very like you can like you don't like this shit at all.
But and that's the thing, because again, when I say fast food era, like when I hear these songs like that play on TikTok, that is just here for today. We're not bumping that in 2 years, let alone 2 months,
Nah, facts.
because we're very like, okay, you get your 5 seconds, we're on to the next artist. You get your 5 seconds, and I will go on a ledge to say I think Drake and Bad Bunny, these are gonna be like the last two superstars like that we have in music. I don't mean like, I know you're an Ice Spice
No,
fan, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just genuinely thinking
but
about
like
like
when you talk
who's.
about superstars, like they're here. Like Drake is worldwide known. Like people in different countries, continents, they know who Drake is. Bad Bunny, same thing. Some people don't even know what he's saying, but he has surpassed like music.
Would Travis Scott be in that conversation? Is Travis Scott like a superstar?
He's when you compare it to Drake and Bad Bunny, no, they're
Okay.
eons ahead.
Okay.
Now, I will give you, he's a superstar, but I feel like there's levels to stardom when it
I
comes to
know
that.
that I
There's
don't
levels.
think anyone is right now is like besides Drake, obviously. I don't think anyone's touching Bad Bunny. I don't think we've seen a star like this before.
And
I
that's
mean, we
what
have obviously, but I don't
we,
think we've seen a
right.
star like this in today's day and age. Because even like Drake has a whole decade on Bad Bunny,
Right.
like decade and plus really. Bad Bunny is like what last 5 years he's been this big.
This big, right.
I would say like where
And
like
his tour
Americans
was
know him. Like
ridiculous. Like,
this is how I know Bad Bunny's big. I remember telling my homies back home like I live in Georgia. I work in Georgia. So like and I you know I work in the mall and like I kind of base like popularity off just like how much I see it on just random people and like the amount of Bad Bunny shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, hats that just come into our store alone is ridiculous.
yeah.
Like
So that's just, and
and
that's
it'll
just
just be and it, and it'll
domestically,
just don't be Spanish people either.
right.
Like because we do live in like a very diverse area of Georgia, but it's like niggas fuck with Bad Bunny, women fuck with Bad Bunny. Like I like ev like wrestling fans fuck with Bad Bunny.
Right. He was on
It's like his
WrestleMania,
third
right?
WrestleMania. Like he's like damn near like a WWE super. He's hosting a pay-per-view. Like that doesn't happen.
That's what I'm saying. So when we talk about superstardom, I feel like
No, yeah, they might be the last two superstars.
there's levels to it. And so again, not discrediting Trav, because he's McDonald's, obviously the Jordan deal, PlayStation, like he has a egalitarian list of like different shit he's done as well. But I just feel like Drake and Bad Bunny, like their skin in the game is just how big their fandom is. It's on
Oh,
two different.
Taylor Swift would be in
Taylor
that
Swift is
conversation
up there
too.
too.
I think Taylor Swift, Adele, Beyonce. Adele just doesn't talk to us.
Beyonce.
Adele just doesn't talk to us.
Yeah.
Adele and Beyonce are different levels of like.
Rihanna. Rihanna doesn't really.
Yeah,
I
Rihanna
mean,
doesn't
if
speak to
you're
us.
counting the Super Bowl, like, but before that, she was not talking to
Yeah,
us.
so Rihanna's like, yeah, but I don't, I can, I don't think there's anyone new I'm looking at where I'm just like, this person's a superstar, like,
Right.
gonna transcend what everything is. I feel like Chance was looking like that for a second. I was never a big Chance the Rapper fan, but I just remember like, I felt like at one point he was everywhere. He was gonna be like the next. You don't think
He was
so?
everywhere with
You don't think so? I,
the
like, I, and this is coming from someone who I always thought Chance the Rapper was black, but I
I mean
do.
his early shit, like I'm not trying to discredit him, his early shit like Acid Rap and shit like
Yeah.
that was fine.
I just feel like that at one point he was kind of being groomed to like be
Be
the
the next up.
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I felt it. I felt like he was good. He's
But it was to me it was always backpack and it was only gonna get so far.
That's true.
Because again, he was again, you can argue he was in the blog era as
No, he's
well.
definitely a blogger.
And it was
He's
just
actually
like
the first rapper I ever posted, like the first album I posted on Daily Note. Like I vividly remember like being very excited about Chance the Rapper. I was never, again, never a huge fan, but I was excited for but yeah, no, he's super. I think he's like, I think if he's not the blog era, he's SoundCloud era, which kind of blends into each other, in my opinion. Like, I discovered Chance on Ill Roots. Shout out to Ill Roots, by the way. I love Ill Roots. Did you fuck with Ill Roots growing up?
I don't even know. I'm gonna be honest.
Very, very important blog to me. It's like same caliber as like Two Dope Boys, Hot New Hip Hop. Like,
Oh,
but Ill Roots,
okay.
like, in my opinion, it was responsible for kind of like blowing up Travis Scott and blowing up artists like that.
Okay,
They're
yes.
very
Okay,
into
I'm
like
familiar.
those guys.
Yes.
Like I discovered a lot of like really dope artists through Ill Roots, and they're still very popping. I think if when Ill Roots post you, I think that's kind of like a good sign.
And honestly, I miss that nostalgia of like going on the internet and discovering who the new act is going to be, like looking up these different mixtapes, whether it's on live mixtapes, Dat Piff. We obviously remember, you know, Frostwire, LimeWire
Oh my
times. We
God,
remember that.
of course.
But like, I just remember like just kind of digging through and finding out and discovering new music instead of just like, okay, we're seeing who this new label is pushing. He's pushing them at the top of the Billboard. They're pushing this person on the Apple Music page. So I guess I got to listen to
I
it.
feel like finding new music isn't as fun as it used to be. But
Yeah.
maybe I'm older. Like maybe that's just like me not
It's
being
not
that
the
excited
same.
like 12-year-old, 15, 17-year-old anymore.
I just think it's not the same because again, we come from an era where people physically have to go to the store. They have to go to a Circuit City or wherever it was to buy a 50 album
Circuit
or
City is crazy.
you like, but that's what I'm saying. That's the era we came from. Like we had to physically go buy, you know, these projects or like, you know, illegally stream them or whatever the
Yeah.
case may be versus, you know, this new generation. You subscribe to Spotify, Tidal,
Yeah,
whatever it
everything.
is, which is
Yeah.
nothing wrong with it. But again, you just go to the new artist section. Oh, cool! This album cover looks dope. Let me download this.
Yeah.
Like it's no fun in it
No, there's
versus
definitely not
like,
fun in it.
you know,
I don't remember the last time I discovered an artist and it felt fun.
right?
Like, yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. Like, I vividly remember like discovering Mac Miller for the first time. I vividly remember like my homie sending me like that Earl Sweatshirt song. I remember like the homies putting Yonkers on my Facebook wall. Like, these are moments that I remember vividly from the blog era. Like, I remember the first time like seeing a J. Cole freestyle him and XV on a DJ Enough. On some random YouTube shit, like who are these niggas?
I think I'm hopeful music will come back because I feel like when it comes to just our generation or just the world in general, everything gets retro. So something gets popular again. So that way of discovering artists, I feel like it'll be popularized again.
I think
Just like
so.
just like the way we discovered fashion from the 1980s, 1990s that we rock today or whatever the case may be. Like it, I'm hopeful that it'll
I think
come
niggas
back.
is restoring the feeling. I think I'm happy to see like Drama doing like mixtapes again and co-signing people. I'm happy to see like niggas. I feel like niggas are rapping again right now. I think that's been cool for the past few years. Like a lot of the top rappers right now can actually rap. That hasn't been a thing for a long time. Obviously, besides like, the people who aren't meant to be like incredible rappers.
Right. But even with R&B, there's some great sounds in there. I feel like I've even came on this platform and said like R&B is not the same because we'll never get that era where it was the Ushers of the world, early Chris Brown. Like we'll never get that feeling again. But there is some incredible dope like artists out there
No, I think
that put out great shit. But I will say the women are smoking the dudes when it comes to R&B.
They're smoking the
And I love
dudes.
it that way.
I think they're smoking a lot of the dudes in rap too. I think women are just smoking shit, period, right
Yeah,
now.
they are.
In R&B, they're killing. They're fucking killing niggas in R&B. Like, I think there's like way more like important female R&B acts right now than men. Like, and I think they're all coexisting with each other. I think they're all making phenomenal music. Not to take away from the like incredible dudes in R&B right now, because right, like with everything, you just have to find it. Like, if you're not into this style of rap, you can find the style of rap you like to. Same with R&B. But I think the women are smoking
Yeah, women are
like in
killing
general in
it.
R&B.
Even like the big controversy last week about Angel Reese and her doing the Tony Yayo or the John Cena, whatever y'all want to call
I
it.
guess the John Cena. I need everyone to be for real.
Yeah.
Like yes, Tony Yayo absolutely did it first for sure. I got you. Like I'll give and Cena himself will say it, but it's a John Cena.
Yo, shout out to Elijah, but I heard him playing John Cena's album the
He's
other
a
day. I'm like, you're a sick guy.
he's a sicko.
You're
Elijah,
the
you're a
sickest
fucking
dude in the
sicko.
Southern Hemisphere when he
He's a
did that.
fucking
Like
sicko.
that was sick when he did
Nah, because it wasn't even like my like nigga was playing like a deep album cut. Like
that.
nigga was playing it like he's sick. He's playing like track number 7 off the John Cena album. Like he's sick. And I fucks with John Cena. That's my guy. He's sick.
Yo, you were ill, nigga, if you're listening to track 7 of John
Nah, like he's
Cena.
like he does it like often too. Like he plays it like twice a week on the floor. He's nasty. Elijah's a sicko.
What were we talking
I
about?
don't even know. Elijah's a fucking sicko. Shout out to Elijah.
Oh my God, man. That is hilarious. Oh, we're talking about Angel Reese, right?
Oh yeah. Did you
I
talked about
talked
it in
about that
podcast
last
already,
week,
yeah?
and it's racy. People are making it a race thing because, again,
Super
when that white
racist.
girl, what's her name?
Caitlin
Caitlin
Clark.
Clark, when she was doing it, no problem. Nobody
She was
batted an
cool.
eye.
I saw her do it. I was like, oh,
Right.
I fuck a little white girl. Shout out to Caitlin.
And she was doing her thing, but again,
She's
like,
nasty, yeah.
trash talk has always been part of sports. Whether
Yeah.
you're playing pickup on the park, whether you're playing tennis, like
Nigga,
whatever it
whether you're
is,
playing
like
2K.
2K, like niggas are gonna talk trash to you. Like, let's not become sensitive, but again, they made this about race.
100%.
And we've heard, like, that week I heard like sentiments from people I don't give a fuck about or I didn't hear about until they finally said something. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, who asked for your opinion?
I think, you know what I really think it was too? I feel like, you know, like the sports world was like grooming Caitlin Clark to be the thing, to be the, you know,
The
like I
white
feel,
Steph Curry, the
yeah.
woman's version of the white
I
Steph
feel
Curry.
like remember do you remember when the Seahawks played the Patriots?
Yes.
And you know, like Russell Wilson, he's like the quintessential like face of the NFL.
Which
Like
year are you talking about, though?
the year the Patriots won.
Okay, got
So,
you.
you know, like I don't you remember he went for the pass as opposed to having
Handing it
Marshawn or
off,
he didn't want Marshawn to be the winner. They didn't want this hood nigga from Oakland to be
right.
the winner. They wanted Russell Wilson to be the winner. You know what I mean? That's
Yeah.
in my opinion, like as a Patriots fan, I know like we won. I don't care how we won. However, I know what the fuck they wanted to be. They wanted Russell Wilson, the new face of the NFL,
Right.
the nice black guy, the sick black guy. Married to see they wanted him to do it. Same thing with Angel Reese. They want to see this super ghetto hood team for Louisiana,
Right.
this super thugged out. Like we talk shit. A lot of the girls are from Baltimore.
And I
Like dirty,
think,
they didn't want Caitlin Clark to lose to her. So when she got washed on national
right.
TV, they couldn't just let her have it. Of
And I
course
think
not.
individualism is important. I actually tweeted that the other day. Like, I'm glad that she's like standing on her shit as she should. She's being unapologetically black, like herself, 100%.
I think she's also a perfect example of this new generation just not giving a fuck.
Right.
She's 20. She's like, I don't fucking care what none of y'all niggas. I'm nice.
And that's something that we have as us being the new generation versus the OGs. And I feel like it's a disconnect there because it's like we have tattoos, piercings,
Yeah.
and we still go into these corporate jobs like, okay, and what?
Dog.
And what, are you going to hire me or not?
Dog.
If not, cool, I'll go to the next one, right? Because it's
We
like,
don't give a fuck about we don't care about 2 week 2 week notices and fucking none of that shit because
right.
like we know I feel like this generation more than other ones just kind of know their worth. I
Right.
feel like the niggas is, we see niggas getting money a million different ways. We're very unapologetic. Like we like you're right with like I'm when I got my hand tattoo, remember my mom was like, "What are you gonna do?" I'm like, "I'll be all right. Like someone's gonna hire me. Like
Bro, same
fuck."
when I got my nose piercing and when I grew up my hair, my mom thought I was like fucking Tupac. Like
Yeah,
she thought I was
yeah.
like, bro,
No,
what are you
facts.
doing? Like you are a rebel right
My
now.
mom dead ass was on some like you just giving up.
And
You don't
I'm
give a
like,
fuck about none of this shit.
I'm
It's
like,
like,
nah, it's
nah.
not that. It's like I'm comfortable in my own skin and being me. And again, if a company or corporation can accept me for who I am, then maybe I don't need to be working for them. You know what I'm
And
saying?
that's why
Like,
I love seeing the Angel Reese thing. Like I bought a shirt, like I fuck with her.
yeah.
I think like I'm not gonna sit and act like I've been a fan of her forever. Like I literally got put on during
The
this
tournament.
I don't watch college basketball period like that. Like I'm not it's not even a woman's thing. I don't really watch men's college basketball either. But I like seeing niggas win. I like seeing niggas piss off people. I love seeing niggas stand their shit and I love to see a black woman doing it. What? That's just fine. She's
Yeah.
20. She's popping all that shit, but she's backing it up. And then that's the difference. Yeah. That's the difference. Like,
and then the Joe Biden shit. That's what really got me.
Who
it's
the
like,
fuck is Joe Biden? Why is Joe Biden talking
about this? And bro, and since when did the loser get invited to the White House or to Disney World or wherever the fuck? Like, since when was that a thing?
But most importantly, why is Joe Biden talking to us? Right. Why are you talking to us?
Right, get your husband, man.
Like, I have not seen nothing from her, Kamala, Joe, and now you want to comment on shit? Like, right. Go fix some shit.
Right.
Stop talking to us. Right. Don't fucking talk to me.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody commented that we never asked for their opinion ever. And they coming out the woodworks this past week just giving their sentiments on this. Like, who cares?
Why are you niggas talking to us?
Like, who cares?
I think it's, but I thought it was dope that they were very like, I think cool. One, I think it's cool that they're going. I think it shows that she's a leader and she's like, my team wants to go, we're going.
Right.
But I think it's dope that she might have not gone.
Right.
And I just think it's dope that she's standing on her own. She didn't do anything. She didn't do anything wrong. I'm quick to be like, nah, niggas was wild. I'm quick to like, point some shit out. Like, I'm big on accountability. She didn't do anything.
Right.
She mocked the girl who mocked other girls. That's basketball. Niggas, I do too small when I play pickup. Like, it's a
but to your point, niggas talk trash in 2K.
It's
2K.
Like, I was playing phase 10 with the homies yesterday. We were talking shit in phase 10. It's a card game. It's that game is based on luck.
Right.
Like, we talk shit in Uno, like,
right.
It just is what it is.
It's trash. Like, it's part of the culture.
It's part of being competitive. Like, no one wants to, I hate playing video games with people who don't say anything. Who are just nice, who just sit there silently being me, like, nah, talk shit. I need that. And I also thought it was fly when Caitlin Clark was talking shit. Like, right. You know, I think it's dope. I think it's fly when people do that. I love braggy raps. I love, like, I fucking love when Kobe would just drop 50 on a nigga and just be like, stop me. Oh, you can't, you bums. Like, right. I love that shit. So I want to see Angel Reese win. I want to see her play 2 more years of college. I want to see her get all the NIL deals. I want to see her piss off people.
Yeah, I just seen her jersey on sale. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, get your bread, queen. Like, I love it.
Get all the money.
Love
get
every
all the
moment
money
of
piss
it.
All these white people off.
Now, I don't mean to dive into sports too much, but like, I heard you say you're a Patriots fan. That's news to me.
Yeah.
How you feeling about the upcoming draft? Like, do you think?
So I don't pay attention to football. DOD.
Okay.
So like, I'm not gonna say act like I'm super more into basketball than anything else. So I don't really know what the draft looks like for us. But,
well, I mean, the reason I ask is because a few weeks ago, people were whispering, like, hey, Lamar Jackson is a possibility. He may go to New England. Like, and I mean, I would have liked it. You know, I would have liked to see it. But it's just like, it's interesting. This is going to be an interesting NFL season because it's like Baltimore, they just signed OBJ.
Which is fire.
And he got a crazy contract on a 1-year deal. 18 mil, like 15 guaranteed off of 2 ACL injuries. Like, I'm happy for him. But it's just like, wow, they threw him the bag. Coming off of 2 ACLs.
They must know something we don't. I mean, he did just sit out a whole season.
Right.
Like, not for nothing. He did just sit out a whole season. Like, he was balling.
Right.
He was balling on the LA team. He was balling. Like, he's a big reason they won the Super Bowl, whether people want to admit that or not. Like, I think he had more touchdowns than Cooper, I think. I could be wrong.
Which year?
The year he won the Super Bowl.
No, Cooper Kupp had more. He was the MVP that year. He had the most.
No. I'm talking about that game, just the Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl. Oh, I don't know.
I think OBJ had like a touchdown and like maybe a few more. Regardless, he's a big reason they won that year.
Right.
In my opinion, because he was just fucking balling.
Because he brought that energy, that
swag. He was catching everything. Yeah. So I think OBJ can still go. I mean, 18 million is crazy, but I know Baltimore got no wide receivers, so fuck it.
Right. I just wonder if Lamar is going to play this year. I know you say he wants to be traded, but. Obviously, Baltimore is not trading him for scraps and pennies.
You don't trade a Lamar Jackson.
But, I mean, if he's not happy, what do you do? Because, again, that's an asset just sitting on the bench. Because he can say, like, hey, I'm not playing.
Do you think he doesn't play, though?
I think he'll play. It's in his best interest to play.
He just took that screenshot with OBJ, like, on FaceTime. Like, he looks pretty happy about it. I think he plays.
I think he plays.
It's his contract year.
Well, they franchise tagged him this year,
next offseason, he's going to be free agent.
Right.
So he has to ball out.
Right.
Like, no matter what, he has to ball out. He has to at least try to give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I don't really respect the, like, and this is for any art, like, when you're getting paid bukus of money, like, I don't...
Play. It's like...
If not for you, if not for the bag, at least for your teammates. Like, football is like, and it's not like he's like... a random position. He literally.
I mean, bigger for your team. Do it for the people that spent their hard-earned dollars, enslaving for their paycheck to come see you play.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, and that's my take on the NBA too. Like, I get it's an 82-game season. It could be a gruesome season. To the 8-year-old kid that looks up to you, that wants to see you play this one game, like, Do it for him.
Yeah, no, I don't like load management. I like these new rules that you got to play 60 plus games to get awards.
Right.
Abso-fucking-lutely, right? I'm sick of
Right.
these niggas. I'm sick, like, these soft ass niggas like Kawhi who aren't playing are stressing me out. What are we doing?
Bro,
What are we fucking
I
doing?
think this is Kawhi's first year, like in a minute, playing back to back games, and which is crazy. Again, I'm not in that man's body, so I don't know how his body
Yo,
feels.
retire, my nigga. If that's
But if
what,
it's
like,
that deep, like maybe you need to step away.
same shit I said about Ben. Like, if you don't want to play, my nigga, retire. Like,
Right.
what are we doing? I like the basketball players who treat the shit like a job. Like, these niggas is paying millions of dollars to play. Like, even when I'm a complete, even when Kyrie wasn't playing, I was like, this nigga's wildin'. Like, respect the decision, respect his beliefs, but I'm like, nigga, you get paid millions to play basketball. Do the
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah, I
Not
mean,
instead of a shut up and dribble
but
thing.
understanding the athlete's perspective, you know what I'm saying? Like they feel like I'm not a slave, you
I
know,
feel
I'm
yo, but
not.
slaves don't make millions of dollars, bro.
Yeah, but
I'm
there is a
sorry.
such I think there's a book called Million Dollar Slave. And I forgot what
That
podcast I was
sounds
listening
interesting as fuck,
to.
though.
But again, it's essentially the same thing, like dribble and shut up. That's basically what we're telling them. Like, hey, you get paid millions, dribble the damn ball, point A to point B, shut the fuck up, get your millions of dollars. But it's like they're humans too. They got feelings. So it's like I understand. Like we just see it as this is entertainment. We see them shoot threes, get rebounds. But again, like they're away from their family for a majority of the year. Like they go through real life human shit too, because they have emotions and feelings as
For
well.
example, when Wiggins was out, allegedly it was because, like, he had some shit going on with his girl and family and blah blah.
Family,
No,
yeah.
that's different. I was one of the few people who were like, nah, let him take all the time you need. Now, when you're just purposely not, like, if you're, like, for example, the Spurs Kawhi incident, where he felt like he genuinely could not play basketball for that year, right? Like, something was telling him he couldn't play basketball.
Yeah.
Him is cool. Like, that's different. Like, you're hurt, you can't play. When you're just purposely sitting out because
Like
playoffs around,
also Ben Simmons
also
shit.
playoffs is around the corner, so I'm resting up. Like, nah, nigga, it's game 81. Get out there and play.
Because I
Sorry.
really despise, like,
Fuck Ben Simmons.
maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm being a hypocrite, but I really
Fuck
despise
Ben
a Ben
Simmons.
Simmons. I
Fuck
do
Ben
not like Ben
Simmons.
Simmons, bro. I do
Fuck Ben Simmons.
not like him.
Fuck Ben Simmons.
And I thought he was like they hyped him up at the beginning for no reason. I seen through it. I'm like, all he does is dunk and lay the ball up.
Yeah, he
Like,
cool.
cool, but I don't see the longevity in his career. And as you can see, like, I think he what did he average? Like 7 points this year, if
Maybe.
that?
I think he averaged like 7 points, 6 assists, few rebounds.
Basura,
He's
basically.
trash.
Yeah.
This is like a first round. This is a first. He's not. He
Yeah,
wasn't the
he's the
first.
first round pick.
Was he
I
the
think he was
first
number
round?
one pick, actually. I can look this up in real
Please do
time.
that, actually, because if he's not the first, I know he was a high pick. I don't know if he was the first pick, because Joel Embiid's the first pick.
I
Was
think,
actually
yeah.
was Joel was Joel Embiid like a second pick or third pick?
I'm looking it up
Because I
right
know he's
now.
injured.
No, Ben Simmons was selected first overall.
Okay, who else was in that draft?
Brandon Ingram, Jaylen
Okay,
Brown.
yeah, there's some dogs in
Boy,
there.
I know they can I wish they could redo that
There's some
draft
dogs in
again.
there.
Yeah.
He's first, yeah. So what the
Yeah.
fuck?
Siakam was in there, DeJounte Murray.
Some dogs in there.
Yeah.
All the niggas are named in our playoffs right now.
Sabonis. Yep.
Brandon Ingram was in that draft?
Yeah.
Is that the Lonzo Ball draft too?
No, I think that's a couple years after.
Okay,
Couple years after. Do you have a basketball team? NBA team?
it would be the Lakers.
Like this. Okay.
It would be the Lakers. I technically I should be a Celtics fan because I'm from that area. I just never liked Celtics.
Wow. So
Yeah.
you're a real rebel then, if
Yeah,
that's the
no,
case.
I'm fucking
Like
Celtics. Niggas know. Niggas notice.
you didn't choose an opposing team. You really chose the ops, the
Yeah, I mean,
Boston.
I grew up liking Kobe. I grew up just
Okay.
liking the. I honestly grew up a Lakers fan, and I always fucked with the Bulls. Like, when they had Derrick Rose, I was very heavy on that team. But
Gotcha.
I always liked the Lakers, even. And I like LeBron, obviously, just watching him play. And so, like, he's the person
Right.
that kind of got me into basketball. Like, I remember him getting drafted. So when he went to Lakers, I was like, this finally,
It's
this
a
is easy.
no-brainer.
This is
Yeah.
easy.
Yeah.
But I just like basketball, period, though. Like, I don't.
It's gonna be a great playoff.
It's
Like
gonna be fire playoffs.
it's up for grabs, literally. It's up in the air. I can see Phoenix winning it. I can see
I
LA
guess
getting hot, possibly going. I can
I can
see
see
the Warriors
Milwaukee.
repeating, Milwaukee, Boston, like
I can see Boston going all the way. As
bro,
much as it pains
it's
me to say, I can see Boston going all the way and washing these niggas.
if everybody stays healthy, this should be one of the best playoffs, I feel like, in a long time.
Yeah, because it's literally up for grabs because the Kings can surprise everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? The Hawks can really go fuck around and get hot and go far in the playoffs too, because they have a squad. Like, this is the first playoffs in a while where I'm just like, I don't really know where it's going. Like,
Cleveland is a playoff team.
Cleveland might
Like,
win it all too. Like, they're deep. Their squad
right.
is deep.
Right.
Like, last year, I had a feeling the Warriors were going on the, like, I felt it in my. I remember it's like telling a bunch of homies, I'm like, I think Curry's gonna fuck around and beat these niggas again. Like,
Yeah.
I don't see it. Like, I don't see anyone on the West fucking winning right now. I don't see anyone on the East beating them. Like when the Celtics got there, I was like, oh, the Warriors are winning this.
Right.
Like I was heavy on that. Like I like even because I just know. I know what Steph Curry can do, and it just worked in his favor. I don't think that happens again this year, but I also wouldn't be shocked
Right.
because they still have a squad. They're still the defending champions. Steph Curry can easily just drop 50. It's weird. Like niggas like him are weird. Like he can really fuck around and drop,
And
give
boot
you
up
50, and just give you 50
instantly.
back to back to back to back to back to back to back. And if
Instantly.
he can't do it, Klay might do it. If he doesn't
And
do it,
pool.
Wiggins might do it. Poole might
Right.
do it. Draymond might fuck around and give you a 20 point game because
Right.
that's just what he does. Like,
Right.
now I'm excited. I would love to. I mean, in a perfect world, I'd love to see the Lakers win just because like their season has been fucking weird.
Right. They started off, I think, 2-10, I believe.
Nigga, yes.
And now they're, I mean, they have a playing game. This is in real time. So I'm assuming the Lakers win because they're
If they
playing
lose to the Timberwolves,
Timberwolves without Rudy Gobert, without a few people, actually.
they're missing like five people today.
Yeah. If they lose, then.
It's quiet. It's time to trade AD.
Right.
I got agendas to push.
But I think regardless of how the season ends, you trade AD because
It's time.
he's Mr. Glass.
It's time. I love
It's
AD,
time.
yo. Like when healthy, emphasis on when healthy, he's the guy. He's a top five center. He's probably a top five player when healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe top eight. There's some dogs in the NBA right
But there's
now.
a lot of people like that if they're healthy.
Yeah.
Kawhi. You know what I'm saying?
That's the
Like,
scary thing about basketball. Like when healthy, like Kawhi might be the best player on the fucking planet. When healthy. When on fire, LeBron is still LeBron. When
right.
on fire, Steph Curry is still a wizard. When on fire, even though the Mavericks aren't in the playoffs, when on fire, Luka and Kyrie are just different types of players. So it's like, and that's the beautiful thing about basketball. Like all everything aside, niggas can just fuck around and win. Like I had a feeling that Raptors team would win, but I still can't believe they won the whole championship that year.
Yeah,
It was it, it
that
was
was insane.
it was fate. It was everything played into their hands, but that was just an
Especially the Kawhi
Joel Embiid
Sixers,
shit.
bruh.
Once that shot happened, I was like, oh, they're not losing. It's
Yeah.
destined for these niggas to win. Kawhi's gonna fucking kill these niggas. He should have
Yeah,
stayed in
bruh.
Toronto.
That just wasn't. I don't know what screams Kawhi because I don't even think he really has a personality like that. But I understand that he wants to go back home. He's from Cali. Like, I get it.
No, I got yo. Listen, the Clippers move was a very great move, even though they haven't because we haven't even mentioned the Clippers. The Clippers can fuck around and win this whole championship.
I doubt it,
They got a squad.
but they do have a squad.
They
But
got healthy
I just don't.
Kawhi. They got healthy PG.
But
Westbrook's kind of getting in the swing of things,
Westbrook can tweak at any moment.
and
That's one thing about him.
that's the issue. But like, I will say, he's been looking pretty good these past few
Yes,
games, and I
yes.
think you know.
He's still a Hall of Famer. Like, listen, we forget that he's a Hall of Fame player.
The thing is with Westbrook, I'll never really forget what he can do. He's just always is in unfortunate situations. Like I feel like for real, like I really like the past few years, like bro, he has to play on the Wizards. He has to play on a really weird Lakers team. Like
Yeah,
he was fucking shit on the Lakers.
but like to me, he was the worst player in the league when he played for the Lakers. It's kind of like he forgot how to play basketball. Like some of the misses I would see, like he was shooting like to Rhode Island. Like I'm not even trying to be funny. Like the ball would
Nah,
go that
he
far.
was
Like
wildin'.
he
I don't
was
know what the fuck he was on.
wilding.
Yo, like it's crazy. It's weird. Once we traded him, he got better, we got better. So like
Yeah.
I wanna see Westbrook have a good season. Like
Yeah.
I'm one of the few people who I fucks with Westbrook. I love his energy. I love how much shit he talks. I love what he brings to basketball. I think his MVP year is something that like niggas should still talk about, like
Yeah.
in awe over. Like that doesn't happen. Like nigga averaged a triple double twice. Like in a
Yeah.
row. Like shit like that doesn't
Yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
And I, you know, think I just, you know, it sucks he doesn't have a ring. I guess like that's the one
That's the
asterisk
only
that's
once,
him.
yeah. But then we can say that about a lot of
Yo,
players.
like
Melo
AI.
didn't win win a ring. AI didn't win a ring. Like,
Facts. And they're
and they're
dogs.
dogs.
These guys are like pure Hall of Famers. And it's like Westbrook has been on championship caliber teams. And
Right.
just, you know, he ran into the Warriors. He ran into, you know.
Unfortunate, like to your point, unfortunate times, unfortunate, positions. So,
Nah, Westbrook's certainly a Hall of Famer, and if I think he's a free agent this year, if I'm a basketball team, I'm looking at him. If we can get him signed to a decent little contract, we get him because Westbrook's he's a difference maker.
yeah.
The energy he brings to a team is different. Like the Clippers look good right now, and he's a big
Yeah.
reason part of it.
Did you have anything else you wanted to chop it up about this week, bro? I feel like we covered a lot.
Is there anything
We went from
that?
WWE to music. We went to Providence. You know what I'm
Shouts to
saying?
AD.
We
Shouts to
went into
AD.
your world for a little bit. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
facts. What are you looking forward to? Is there any like drops that like are there any artists you want to see drop? Like that you're like Even if it's not announced, is there like what's one artist that you're just like, it's been a while, I'm genuinely looking forward. Are you looking forward to the Frank Ocean Coachella show?
Yes.
That's in a few days.
Looking forward to that. That's I wanted him to drop his project. I know like some people have his like newest album on vinyl. It's very weird. Like people have paid like $70, get it on vinyl, listen to it. Like, but I want to be able to like download it to my phone and listen. Maybe I just haven't dug too far into the internet to do that, but I want to hear that. Hove, whenever that is, because I feel like he's not finished.
Nah.
He's gonna give us at least one or two more before he's done.
I think he gives us one more. Two maybe.
Obviously, Aubrey is very meticulous when he drops projects too.
We're Drake, Drake season Drake. Right now.
So he's putting out these Lucy's. You know what I'm saying? These singles.
And
like
he's going on tour.
He's going on tour. So maybe he drops something. Maybe he doesn't. But I'm open to hearing it. I feel like. These are very popular artists I'm naming. Ill. Like, let me think of somebody underground.
It's all good.
I do want to hear some R&B. I feel like Snow Allegra is due for an album.
It's been a little bit of time.
It's been a minute. Who else? That's it right now. What about for you?
I would love if Frank dropped. I saw something on Twitter recently that like that BMW was like teasing that he's gonna be like they're bringing the Nostalgia Ultra Power out for Coachella. I'm hearing that they're probably gonna put Nostalgia Ultra on streaming services. So my guess would be this is some type of rollout to some new music. I don't think niggas do festivals without having new music, but then again, Beyonce, Rihanna did the Super Bowl with no new music.
Right.
So it's like I don't know what niggas is on right now, but I love to see Frank drop for obvious reasons. Blonde was incredible. Channel Orange is incredible. I would love a new internet album. I don't know if they're still a thing anymore because, like, obviously, like, Steve Lacy's, like, a superstar.
Right.
Sid's obviously a superstar. Matt Marsh. Like, they're all doing
Doing their own thing.
But yeah. I would love for one more internet album. I believe the next one's their last one. So that'd be really dope.
I like what K. Trinata and Aminé.
Yeah.
Did you hear their project? Or the song? Not project, but
the Pharrell joint.
Yes.
It's fire. I like Aminé. I think Aminé's, like, super talented. I think Katrina is super talented. It's not something I saw coming, but now that I know it's coming, I'm excited.
And I heard how it sounds. I'm not mad. I know Pharrell produced it. And honestly, shout out to Pharrell, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad if we got a Pharrell tape. I know he's focusing on Louis Vuitton right now because he's creative director and everything like that. But
another Pharrell album. I think that'd be really cool.
I think it's due.
I think because Girls' his last project, that came out when I was a freshman in college. I actually got like I remember I posted a leak on my website and Atlantic Records emailed me.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the closest I've ever got to speaking to Pharrell.
Damn. That's us.
I would love new Pharrell. I'm really, really, really excited for this new Wayne. I haven't been excited for Wayne in a really long time, but I think his last 4 or 5 years, he's been really like rapping his ass off.
And nobody's been talking about it.
I don't think any, I mean, there's obviously his fans are talking about it, but I don't think people.
The masses
are talking. Yeah. Like, and he's also, I think he's rapping at such an elite level right now. I don't think he's rapped as well in like 10 years. The past 4 years, like he's been rapping his ass off.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for this new Wayne album. Fake Shore Drive was at his Chicago show. He's doing like a tour right now where he's performing like mixtape joints. So I feel like he's in a different bag right now. I feel like he's. I know Wayne knows he's one of the illest of all time, and I feel like the game gives him all his flowers, but I still, at the same time, feel he's a little underrated. And
right.
I think it's because he hasn't put out, like, a masterful body of work in a while. Like, I don't, like, what's the last Wayne project where everyone was like, wow?
It could be that, or I think, like, once he introduced Drake as his, I guess, like, what's the word I'm looking
successor?
For? Successor. It's been Drake and then Wayne under here.
For sure. And I think, obviously, like, He struck gold with Drake and Nicki. Like, for him to give us two.
We'll never get that again.
Ever. No.
We'll
never
get that
like,
again.
It was at the same time. It was like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I do think Wayne has a few more great projects in him. And I think, you know, he looks healthy. He seems to be in great spirits. I feel like he's been getting all the love he deserves. Like, I feel like, you know, whenever he's doing interviews now, like, you can tell he's just in great spirits. And I feel like we're about to get phenomenal music. So I think I'm very, very much looking forward to a Wayne project. We're getting a Pusha T and Gangsta Girls project. I cannot wait for that shit.
I'm just kind of like skimming through my playlist and just seeing like artists I want to hear from. I haven't heard a Wale project in a minute too.
I was talking about this the other day. I feel like it's been a minute since we got some Wale, any like just anything like.
But I feel like he's very like jaded from just the music industry and just music right now.
He just did Raw and Mania, which was dope. I don't know if
Right.
you've seen that.
Yeah, I did.
Because he's a huge wrestling fan as well. I think it's time. I think it's
It's
time we get
time.
some new Wale. I think, you know what I think it is too? Because like in the past few years too, he kind of drops records, and I don't think they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
So I feel like that plays a role as well.
But he's one of those people too, like once his discography is like set and you go back and listen, you'd be like, oh shit,
Yeah.
like for real, he was popping that shit.
I think Wale's a top tenor of his peers.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he's not like where Kendrick and Cole and Drake are, but he's not far from
He's
them
not far
either.
from it.
Like he has,
He doesn't have the glitz and glamour they do.
yeah, but he meets the criteria. He has hits, he can rap his ass off, he has classic mixtapes, he has really good albums. I don't think he has like a phenomenal album, like a undisputed classic per se, but I think he has a really great discography.
I may be on Gilligan when I say this, but I think ASAP Rocky.
I would love to hear someone new
You know what I'm
Rocky.
saying? It's been a while. I
I
know
would
people
love to.
clown him about,
I don't
just
know what niggas clown him about. They're
yeah, I
wild.
mean, but you know how Twitter and everything can be like
Roasting the nigga who got Rihanna pregnant, who has that crazy
multiple
of a
times.
that
Two
has that
times.
tw twice, who has
Yeah.
that body of work is crazy. Like niggas really be talking about ASAP like he's like a bum
Right.
who just coasted off good looks and didn't give us like who didn't come out the gate with one of the best mixtapes of the blog
Right.
ever, who didn't give us like his first two albums are incredible. Like besides testing, like Rocky has a very good discography. Like he has the Cozy Tapes, which both of them are immaculate.
Long live ASAP. I
Incredible
actually
project.
liked At Long Last ASAP.
I think At Long Last ASAP is his best project. Like I think it's Sequence the best. I think LSD is one of his best records. I think the visuals are stunning. Like I love that album. I went to and maybe I'm biased because I went to the tour and I saw it live. I think Rocky is like incredibly underrated, and I think it's just because again, like he does so much other things outside of music, and I just think it's because his last offering testing wasn't great. It wasn't whatever. It wasn't
Right.
bad, but it wasn't
What
what
we
niggas expected.
right.
And since he hasn't dropped since then, and you know, obviously he fell back, became a dad, like been doing a bunch of other
Other
shit.
shit.
Music is just the thing when you're not the guy right now, niggas. There's like
They
a
kind of like,
recency bias, but
yeah.
like niggas be talking about Rocky like he didn't just come out the gate and just change shit. Like
Exactly.
we haven't seen a crew like ASAP Mob in a while. We haven't seen a crew like Our Future in a while. There's a reason for that. Like it's hard to do that.
And I think that's really all the artists I want to hear from as of right now.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's a bunch of other
There's a
people
bunch of other people, but like when I
off
think
the
of like
top.
off dome, then like those are the ones.
I would like another Usher project. I think Usher's been kind of
I
been.
wasn't crazy about the Zaytoven
Me, and
Usher.
that's why I want a new one.
You know what I'm
And I think he's been
saying?
on like
Like
a reminder tour, like he's doing the Vegas
the residency,
residency.
which is dope. Like I think he should continue to do that. Like I don't mind him experimenting with his sound, but I don't know what the fuck that was,
No,
what he gave
neither did
us.
I. I would love to see like another like what's like I saw Jermaine Dupri perform last week.
Yeah, the currency, right?
Yep. And
Yeah.
you know, Jermaine Dupri was in his like reminder back. Like I did all these joints. I would love to see Usher kind of like link back in with the guys and just give us like one last classic R&B album. Just to remind you niggas, like, yo,
I'm still him.
like I'm really him. Like I
Yeah.
don't know why y'all comparing any of these niggas to me. Cause it just they're not there. Like they're just not it.
Got you. Yeah, man, there's a lot of other artists out there that I'm missing right now because
Oh, Cole's
I'm
dropping. I'm excited for
freestyling.
that too.
You said Cole.
Cole's dropping soon. I think he
I
has
think it's too
like.
soon though, in my opinion. Cole, like
What's his last project that dropped?
the
Off
one with
season?
punching the clock and all
Off
that. Yeah,
season?
off
What is that,
season.
2 years ago?
2021, right?
Yes, 2 years
Yeah, 2 years.
ago.
But again,
Give me a
like
Dreamville project first.
I wasn't even crazy about
You don't
those.
like the Remy Dreamville 3?
There were some gems, hidden gems in those projects, but I'm not listening to it from top to bottom.
I feel that.
That's just me though.
I feel it.
That's not saying that is whack music or anything, but for me personally, like I wasn't the biggest fan, and I feel like if I'm Cole right now, like I just came off the Dreamville, you know what I'm saying, festival. I have classic albums, like I'm cooling. I'm
Yeah.
just chilling. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like let 2023 run its course. Because I don't feel like we need that right now. I'll take it because I
Yeah.
love Cole just like the next person does. But again, if I'm Cole, let me relax and kind of sit back and take a gander of like the scene right now, see what everybody's doing. That's just me though.
I feel it. I mean, I'm not clamoring for a new project, but I would like a new project.
Yeah.
What's you know one thing before we end? You know what I want to really see happen in the next few years? I want to see Drake, the sign and develop an artist, a rapper.
That's not gonna happen.
I just want to see that. I want to see, like, I think he's the only one of his peers that doesn't really have like a successor yet. Like, he has a bunch of successor R&B artists. Like, obviously, like, he gave us The Weeknd, PND, blah 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 blah. But I don't think Drake has like a rapper that he believes in. Like, no. He signed rappers.
And he probably won't. It's because, like, not because they can't make incredible records, but it's those are impossible shoes to fill.
Not facts.
You know what I'm saying?
But so I would, it's like, still want to see the shit. I really, I would love to see, like, what a rapper that Drake actually signs and, like, very much invests in. Because I just think that'd be such an interesting thing.
Because he can, I'm sure he can scout and find great talent. Like, yeah. That's not the question. But again, when you talk about superstars, that ain't happening again.
We'll see.
That ain't happening. I could be wrong. I could be sounding, you know, sound bitter right now. But that's
not. I don't think he will do it. But I think it'd be cool if he did. I just think he's the only one in his class that hasn't found that like real life. Like, this is the next thing coming out of OVO that's rapping. Like, I mean, he signed Smiley for like a day and whatnot. But like, I need him to be dead ass and sign like a real rapper, like a nigga who can really rap.
Got you.
That's my prediction. I think Drake's gonna find like a rapper and develop him, and he's gonna come out the cut with like Drake features out the ass, maybe a little duo out. Well, you know, like I think Drake's gonna find his successor. He's bored, so he's going to.
We'll see. But Kuji, man, thank you, bro.
Thank you for having me, dog.
I appreciate it. This was an incredible episode.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
I feel like we covered a plethora of topics, to say the least.
Transition game was good.
Right. We gotta do this again, per usual. What I'm saying? I feel like
Google next time.
right. This should be a reoccurring. Like, I should, you know, come on your platform. Should come on my platform. We should like kind of switch off every other month. I feel like that would be dope. So thank you for having me, or thank you for coming. I said thank you for having me. I feel like I'm on your podcast all over again, like. I've been tweaking, bro. I've been tweaking on this episode.
Good, bro, it's all good.
But again, appreciate the first timers, the last timers, and in-betweeners for coming back. We got the week showing much love. Till next week.